Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday. It's in November. It's November 2nd, 2017. I'm Michael Kohlberg. I am a psychotherapist in New York City and in Hudson, New York. This morning, I am in New York City, and Anne is up the street.
I am. I'm up the street on the Upper East Side in the bright red desk, and it's bright in the morning, and I'm the astrologer.
I'm an astrologer.
Huh? Yeah,
I'm an astrologer.
I'm an astrologer, yeah. I had somebody asking me, I'm speaking at a conference, and they were like, what do you want to be called? And they were like, the savvy New York astrologer, the brilliant New York astrologer. I'm like, you know, all those things make me really nervous. So we came up with the philosophical astrologer. That's my, I can do philosophy.
I wouldn't have said that.
Huh? What would you say?
I would have said the astrologer at the bright red desk.
Ooh, I like that. That's good. The astrologer with the bright red desk, yes. There's still time. It's for the website. I finally agreed to the philosophical, but other people, I said, well, you know, just call me what you want. I don't really.
Yeah, don't ever do that.
Just don't not call me for dinner.
Look what happened to me because of that statement. Oh, it doesn't matter. Just say anything.
Just say anything.
Yeah. Well, be careful what you wish for.
Be careful what you wish for. So I was having trouble coming up with my pithy moniker for the website. So
my favorite one ever was when in front of people, somebody said, see, he's full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
He said he could fly. I think people make up anything.
I liked it.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can hardly walk.
Yeah. Well, you know, he gave me examples of other people. You know, the
potatoes
astrologer, the human ephemeris astrologer. And I'm like,
don't do that.
I'm just a little astrologer at my bright red desk.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
That leaves all possibilities open, and it is less likely you will be pigeonholed.
I like that.
That's
people will have their
things.
Own issue with the white red desk, and they'll work it out.
And I wouldn't even say with a bright red desk. I'd say I'm the astrologer at my bright red desk.
Okay, I like that.
Because that's what you want is to take away anybody's energy. You don't want to feed anybody's energy about judgment or pigeonholing.
Right.
With couples, I say there's person A, person B, entity C, and the three of you are in this together. And entity C is the energy of your relationship, and it's a living thing, and it counts as much as either one of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can look any way. And the way your relationship manifests and the way it looks on the surface,
mm-hmm.
if it's successful, is going to be a direct expression of C.
Which is what?
It could be anything. Like, in other words, some people do better if they don't live together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're married. They may have an amazing marriage, but they don't live together.
Right.
Other people, I mean, whatever it looks like, mm-hmm. it's just you've got to find out what the actual essential truth of your relationship is
mm-hmm.
at a heart and soul level. And then back out to what it's supposed to look like.
Okay. I like that.
It's the exact opposite of the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
which was role-based. Like
right.
if you were the husband, you were supposed to do this. If you were the wife, you're supposed to, you know.
Right. Let's find your essential core and work from there.
Yes, because it's a living thing, so it's fluid, mm-hmm. and it changes over time.
Oh, totally, totally, yeah. Yeah, totally changes over time. Into all different things.
Yes, really.
Yeah, yeah. I like that instead of role-based. Hmm. Yeah, that's it. Maybe the breaking of the role. What is the role you're in?
Well, I mean, 1950s role now,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. I'm doing so much wifely stuff.
Yes.
See,
this is, you know, when you were getting married, and, you know, it was funny because... you know, when the gay marriage passed, I was teasing some of my gay friends. I said, oh, you guys, you have no idea what kind of worms you just opened. Because now it's going to be, what do you mean you don't want to marry me? You know, that'll be part of the relationship dynamic where,
yeah.
you know, it's we have it in the straight side all, you know, would you love me? Are you going to marry me? What's the deal? I can't ask you. Who asks? Who doesn't? How do you get it to happen? But then you go to the next part of, okay, now that we've got this, we all have these assumptions about relationships and marriage that are really part of our bedrock of our belief systems that kind of pop out in really strange ways. You know, I've seen a lot of people, they great living together, and then they get married, and all goes to hell in a handbasket because somebody's got some really funky visions of what marriage is. And so it's interesting. So now here you are, the wife, or the spouse, following up on everything. Yep. That's exactly what I say happens. So, and then you're like, there's a lot of work with this relationship stuff. So, processing the end of a relationship. But yeah, it is a lot of work. And then when they say, no, I don't want to ever get married, then you got a whole other ball of wax, because now you can. So, but it is a good civil right, and you can inherit each other's stuff and all those other things that you get by being married. So that part I agree with. But more trouble than it's worth sometimes. So, but then again, if you're really happy in relationship, I shouldn't go being muttering about it.
I'm very happy in relationship.
I know you are. You love being in relationship.
I definitely. I was talking about it this morning, actually, when I was seeing my acupuncturist at 7, who is very much a single person, single, and very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, and have felt for a long time, that I live in this astonishing house, like a really big old house on Cape Cod,
mm-hmm.
But a big one, old, and that my favorite rooms have sheets over them.
Mm.
That's just how it is.
Right.
So I have no, I mean, I know because I've had experiences that I do have a real sense of fun.
Mm-hmm.
My sense of humor is not covered over, but fun and ease and buoyancy,
mm-hmm.
gone. Been gone for a long time. So I just don't have access. Those are qualities that come to life,
mm-hmm.
For me through relationship. Everybody's different. I worked with a past life person named Roberta Herzog, who's completely different from anybody who does past lives, totally different. And she died a long time ago. And I remember, as an aside, you'd call her with the question, and she'd go to the records, and she'd read you the lifetime.
Really? Wow.
And so, and you'd have to make the connection. And I couldn't always, actually. But she would tell you the lifetime it echoed.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'd always end up in bed for a day or two after, just like overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't always put my finger on how what she told me answered what I asked.
Mm-hmm.
It just was like in there, kind of.
Well, it came in at a vibration level.
Yeah, and it didn't go through my brain.
Right.
So anyway, I mean, like once, I think I was depressed. But anyway, she said it was the French Revolution. I was this kid. And the bottom line was that I had to notice how my mood was affected by touching knives.
Hmm.
So it was stuff, you know, anyway, she said.
How her mood in this lifetime was affected by touching knives.
Yes.
Okay, from that lifetime. Got it.
Yep. Anyway, so, but this little aside is she said, you know, 10% of the souls, Earth souls, are not from here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, direct, and you're not, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you're from Venus.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. And she said, I'll prove it to you. And there were three things. I only remember two, but one was, did you used to do other people's homework and never get around to doing your own and get in trouble? I went, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, did you used to get in trouble because you would give everything away? Yeah. And then there was a third thing. She said, Venus, different boundary profile. And she said, all the planets are inhabited, you know. This is the only planet so primitive that we still live on top. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
And when she died, if you went to her website that day, She had a heart attack. She said, "It has been a pleasure serving all of you. You know, I bid at you adieu," or something like that.
Wow.
So she was something.
So
Roberta.
She knew she was going.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's cool. I bid you adieu. I'm off.
Yep. Goodbye.
I like to hear from Venus, Michael. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So Venus is all about. Of course, the way I look at it, this is so judgmental. It's where we're supposed to be going. It's like we are all interconnected highly. Highly. If there's a disharmony in the energy,
mm-hmm.
it's our disharmony and we better fix it.
Right.
It's the exact opposite of this. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is infused with much, much more harmful energy.
Interesting.
And it's getting so much worse.
It is. It's kind of, you know, harder.
Oh, it's horrible.
I went to bed the other day. I was like, I just need a nap. You know, I went to bed for 2 hours because mm-hmm. I'd done stuff. And then I was like, I'm done. I got to take a nap.
The a friend of mine, actually, who's an astrologer, but I'll tell you some other time. I don't know if you know each other. She does vortex trainings, and I know her from having been in a spiritual group with her for years. And she's in my heart very much. She is also an editor.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened right under her office window.
Mm-hmm.
So she was watching the whole shooting thing. And,
oh, downtown.
And she came home,
mm-hmm.
and I said, "So, how are you?"
Mm-hmm.
And she thought I meant that. She hadn't even told me yet that that had been her experience, because she sounded fine, which is her womp. And she said, "Well, if you're hearing anything, it's that." And I said, "No, I just wasn't hearing anything, actually. You sound fine." Which she's not. She has been sleeping a lot. And I said, that's one thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had another symptom, which I don't remember. But there are ways of processing stuff. The thing that is I'm finding noticeable about this is that the news cycle's moved on already. It's
yeah.
over.
Yeah,
done.
Done.
Done. So there's going to be, it's like, perhaps they've been successful in vaccinating people against having feelings about massacres,
mm-hmm.
Which is a big loss of humanity.
Well, I think they've inert us, you know.
Not me.
Somebody put up on put on Facebook, they said, you know, 8 dead, 11 injured, you know, terrorist attack, you know, 500 dead, 58 dead, 500 injured. We can't talk about it now, you know. So I think the response, depending on who's doing it, is really the key. And so this is a terrorist attack, so we're going to, you know, we're going to label it that and not the next, you know, and do terrorist things as opposed to, no, it's a symptom of a bigger issue underlying all sorts of things in our culture.
Well, this is a death culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's there in television series. It's there in the news. It's there in the print media.
It's there in the movies.
Anything that has to do with death,
mm-hmm.
whether it's soul death or physical death, is
death.
Mesmerizing.
Yes.
You know, all of the sex abuse stuff is a little bit of soul death.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's one has to force oneself to get really clear and go, God, I'm attracted to very terrible things,
mm-hmm.
and train yourself to not be, and really peel it apart. And that's a, you know, a well, seemingly benign example of it is if there's a, not a highway, but a major roadway. Mm-hmm. It could be a highway, I guess. yeah, it could. It could be a highway. But separated by a meridian, mm-hmm. Even a big grass meridian. Mm-hmm. If there's an accident on one side, mm-hmm. The other side traffic will stop.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. To look at it. Mm-hmm. And I had to work very hard to peel it down. I don't ever want that energy. And the...
To peel down what? The looking at it or the...
The looking at it.
Okay.
There's nothing... There is nothing there for me. Like, it is not okay for me to fill up my curiosity looking at somebody else's misfortune, period.
Right.
So the guideline, the lens is, can I be helpful? Mm-hmm. And if I cannot be helpful, then it is my duty to keep going.
Okay.
And that's why I read, 2.5 years worth of books about the resistance during World War II. And, in various countries, I read everything to get my hands on, not being particularly interested in it before then. Suddenly I was like completely, and there's lots of things we can do,
mm-hmm.
lots and lots and lots of things. Staring at somebody else's misfortune when you're not going to help them
mm-hmm.
is not one of them.
Right.
But, in that event, mm-hmm. It's very important as a general way of being on the planet to walk around trying to raise your frequency, trying to have as open and as huge a heart as possible, because that lifts the frequency. And when the frequency gets above a certain point,
mm-hmm.
those things stop happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that would be nice. See, I don't go to any movies like that. I don't watch that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't watch Game of Thrones. I don't watch any of those.
Nope.
And, on a conscious level, I mean, it truly is. I don't want to support it. I don't watch anything where they beat up. I mean, on occasion, I will watch Law and Order if I'm in a hotel room and on a trip. But basically, I don't watch that because I don't want that. I don't want my entertainment dollars to support it.
Right.
I'd rather watch a romantic comedy.
Well, it's not, I don't think it's your entertainment dollars that are all that important, honestly.
No,
Anne.
But it's the,
I think
it's
no.
I'm
just saying what's important is protecting your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You want things to go into your heart that are going to increase its buoyancy
mm-hmm.
and going to nourish it.
Right.
That's really important.
Mm-hmm.
I find it's
hard to get rid of the imagery of it, that when you...
But that's what I'm saying, is that it has negatively affected your heart.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, is that that's why that's the thing,
mm-hmm.
is that you've been zapped.
Right.
And don't, you're the only person who can protect yourself in that way, and there's a huge movement to zap people.
A huge movement to zap people and have them be turned off or not pay attention to it, that it's, it's not.
Well, to disconnect from themselves really is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the point of that is more malleable, more
yes.
don't care.
Well, and at a certain point you stop running your own show. You're being rid,
you're running other people's programs.
No, other people's programs are running you.
Are running you. Right.
And the purpose of it, and it's not only people, it's other energies programs are running you.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of it is to generate fear, anxiety, and misery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a harvestable commodity.
Yes.
And I don't personally want to understand more than that. I stay away from it because I think knowing more...
You don't want to know what they're doing with it?
Pardon?
Maybe it's sustainable fuel.
it is.
Yeah.
But... For me, it's better to limit my understanding of it. So if you want to understand more about that, the best source for that is energeticsynthesis.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's the blog and the newsletter. The one that was just posted under the blog, I think it had to do with staying in your home frequency. So it's gentle. I mean, I need gentle stuff, and but it does explain things, and I just skip over the parts that I don't need to understand the mechanics of it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do me any good. But like I just went through an experience where I've been quite targeted.
Yeah.
And I an employee, and that's left over from Gene. It's not, but it's somebody who I, you know, had to include in personal celebrations and stuff that, you know, but nobody, I was not surprised at all by who this person was.
Mm-hmm.
So I had those things in place, but I, she couldn't stop herself, and she kept getting more and more malevolent. And, I got confused about what to do, because I'd given her a huge raise,
mm-hmm.
With our business managers and Gene there, so that everything would be completely transparent after he was gone. And she took it happily, and but that didn't count. She wanted stuff that she had no right to,
mm-hmm.
and it was crazy. And it got worse and worse and worse, and the acting out was more, it became scary. Actually, I was physically frightened in the end. And I got really upset and confused, because I was paying attention to the outside. And I got very, very clear and okay when something happened that reminded me that I had had this conversation, was very clear about what she was going to get,
mm-hmm.
that I did it in front of people for the purpose of there being absolute transparency, so there would be no surprises.
Mm-hmm.
And I stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
So even though, you know, like 3/4 of Gene's clients had left, so there was, you know, 25% of the work to do,
mm-hmm.
I still honored that agreement, having nothing to do with anybody's reaction,
mm-hmm.
but having to do with my reaction, my relationship to my own integrity.
Right.
This is what I said I would do.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening is I didn't realize it, but it completely ended any energy between the two of us. There was nothing that she could do that would in any way affect me,
mm-hmm.
because I was... it was between me and me.
Okay.
And that made her explode.
Right, right.
But in the explosion, other people saw what was happening, and she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, I got a real lesson, which is that is the key, is that you turn inward, no matter how frightened you are, and look at what is my integrity telling me to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to stay congruent with who I know myself to be or think myself to be, the appropriate behavior is what? And then you have a shot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, a client texted me. He was on his way to, I think, the third death in his family in a very short time. And he's sort of now the patriarch.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he has to stay calm and strong. And I said, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're upset. You have to model how does one become upset and then get through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, otherwise everybody's going to have to put on a brave face, and that's not really what's appropriate here. In the safety of family, you know, it's like it has to be okay. So you have to model that grief is very, it's like a river, and it, you know, the current keeps changing, and it's okay, and that you've got loved ones around you.
Right.
So, you know, don't live by an idea of what things are supposed to look like, because they hardly ever are what, you know,
hardly
people put on shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very, 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 very important right now to, own who you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
This could be your last shot.
I like that. Your last shot. That's...
I believe that may be true. I think we're coming to some kind of conclusion of a chapter.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think energetic synthesis said, and that's a step that I don't go into depth at because it wasn't all that useful. Is I think it's a measurement of the collective being taken at the end of 2017, and that will determine some shift in course.
Hmm. Really?
Yep. It's worth reading.
Okay.
I mean, for me, last weekend, I had to trust this in the middle of the chaos around this, so I was quite upset. And then I couldn't read, and that's the one thing that helps me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was directed to read Joyce Maynard's new book.
Mm-hmm.
And Joyce Maynard is a pretty well-known writer. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, a devotee. But I got it, and it turned out that it was a memoir of her relationship with her husband, and they met when she was 57, he was 62. She'd been alone for many years, dating,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And they got married. It was the love of her life. And after a year, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and it was this blow-by-blow account
mm-hmm.
of his illness and her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, do I really need to do this? And I got, I really got the very kindly version of just shut up and read.
Really? Okay.
So I went, okay. And I went, why? But I also noticed that because I really was blocked from reading anything else, it was pouring into me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really hard. And there was the last chunk of it.
Mm-hmm.
And before I got on the train, I took a big swig of vodka. But I opened the book and read it on the way home. And finished it right when I got home, and it ended in the most fetid way,
stinky way, fetid.
Yeah, but it was exactly right. She nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
She did a brilliant job. And then I heard, "Do you understand now?" And I did because she totally nailed my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And she and her husband made very different choices than the choices that Jean, Rachel, and I made.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's also, you know, it's pancreatic, it wasn't lung. And I realized how much suffering we caused Jean to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like, oh, my God.
Okay.
We really, and I later spoke of it to Rachel. She said, are you kidding? We completely protected him. So, and he was all for it. So, and the really interesting part, which is what I hope is helpful, is the book I'd really wanted to read is the prequel, Alice Hoffman, who I love, the prequel to Practical Magic, which was an excellent book and a movie from a long time ago with, I think, Diane Wiest and I think Nicole Kidman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a wonderful book to read.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the prequel. So I suddenly was really in it, like I'd been catapulted, like as though I was a part of it. And it's all about these witches,
mm-hmm.
who are really also a cool family in New York and New England,
mm-hmm.
and they only do good. And it explains a lot about good and bad and helping people and heart and the nature of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And those two books are melded together. So I went through one and then got lifted up into the next,
mm-hmm.
as though it's a journey that I'm being taken on. I just have to cross all these things that make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if my ramblings sound insane or if it actually is helpful to anybody, but all these things are happening now, and they're going to start happening much faster,
mm-hmm.
where you just go, I'm in or I'm not. I need to understand it before I'm going to take the next step or go, yep, I trust you. And in order to do that, you've got to have a connection to your soul.
Right.
Does it make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
That's the best I could do.
I like that. That's good. And the British lady said we're done.
Yes.
She's very on time, that girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a world full of chaos, British lady shows up. And when she doesn't one day,
until the power of the grid goes down.
All right, well, we wish you all good weeks.
You too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you do sound like happier, Michael.
Yeah, I'm okay.
feel like a big weight has been lifted off.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I did my very, very best.
And I love that you're from Venus. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
It so makes sense. Yeah. So have a good week, folks. And remember, it's a little wild out there. We want you to take good care of it.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.